This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It is hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30 with Sands. We got him on here right now, though, as we're about to go around the bases. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Here's Wolchuk.
Yes, we have a lot of baseball news to get to here, Jared. And I do want to start with our Texas Rangers. I know you're there in the building, but we got big news on Elvis Andrews today. He's officially going to retire tomorrow, and we're going to have an awesome presser with Michael Young and Ron Walsh beforehand. What more details can you give us?
Yeah, I don't know more than that, but just, you know, Elvis retiring as a Ranger, which makes a lot of sense. Obviously fitting that it happens against the Angels with Ron Washington being able to be in the building, and, you know, Elvis is one of these guys who, if you look at his numbers and you're just a Brewers fan or something, you're like, well, I don't get it. Because it's not like Elvis, you know, put up these, jaw-dropping numbers. But if you, you know, follow the teams, especially in his early years, he was such a big part as an energy guy, as kind of a fire starter to that lineup. And, you know, it also goes to show when you smile and you show personality and you take time to connect with fans, the fans will connect back. And you know, Elvis is beloved by the Rangers fans, and it's cool that he'll retire as a Ranger. And I wouldn't be surprised, especially because he lives in the area, if Elvis takes on some sort of official capacity with the Rangers moving forward.
Is it a pretty much foregone conclusion he ends up as the next inductee probably in the Rangers Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, he's, you know, near the top of a lot of franchise leaderboards, and again, I mean, he definitely is deserving of that for what he's meant to some of the better teams that this franchise has had, and I think the other guy in that press conference who's not in the Rangers Hall of Fame, obviously Michael Young is, but the other guy, Ron Washington, I think he'll be, you know, right in line, right whenever he decides that he's done. But I wouldn't be surprised if Elvis is in there next year or the year after.
Hey, Jared, I know a walk-off against the Astros would be the best thing ever for you, like a grand slam walk-off.
Yeah.
Like, where did last night rank for you on that one? Like, for that one, and to see the Wyatt Langford. And
it was
that,
pretty sweet.
It just seemed like to me there's just so many Yankee fans at the game.
Yes.
And stuff. And them going home mad, I think, was a great thing, too.
We had fights in the parking lot afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw some videos where Yankee Ranger fans getting after it.
Was it me and Dawson fighting in the parking lot?
No. Okay. This one got
blown. Hey, did we win G-Bag, Dawson?
We did it, buddy.
Let's go, baby.
Five,
so one down, four more to go.
Right.
How much feedback have you gotten over this, Jared?
I've gotten texts throughout the
hammered.
I've gotten texts throughout the day, and I guess people have had some fun with it. Some of the people here at the ballpark have had some fun with it. So, hey, if people are having fun with it, it's fine by me. I love Dawson. Dawson loves me. We're all fine. People don't need to worry about that.
In 3 years, will Jack Leiter be an ace?
That's a great question. I'm gonna go with we're gonna lower the bar a little bit. I'll say no.
What does it have to do with 2009,
yeah,
Jared?
That's right, yeah,
come on.
You playing high school baseball in your lineup? That was the other one that year. It was like the guy told me that when he played high school baseball, they didn't change the lineup up, change the lineup order very often. He didn't know why Jeff Bannister was doing that.
Gosh.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Okay. How much birthday love did you guys show to Don Kaner yesterday on the broadcast 69th birthday?
all of it. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dylan.
I think, no Four wonder games. Eric was, yeah.
4 games for Texas in 1980. I know Eric loved him.
Yeah. No, that was one of Eric's favorite players of all time. Eric actually had a moment of silence. I thought it was just, you know, because he didn't have anything to say. But now that I think about it, it was probably for Don Kanter.
It was for Don.
Yeah. Do it for Don, you know?
Do it for Don.
Happy B-Day, bud.
Shohei made his return to Angel Stadium as we're talking about reunions. Elvis and the Rangers, Shohei going back there. Dodgers did indeed get a dub, 6-2 in extra innings over the Halos. But when you're talking about like baseball returns, I don't know. I guess like I didn't feel this was made a big deal, Jared, Shohei going back to the Halos. And maybe that he was a great player, but I guess the lack of success with him in that uniform.
I also think, gosh, can I say this? A couple things. The Angels are just sort of a blah team right now. I like, there's nothing exciting about the Angels. Like, literally, Ben Joyce, maybe, I guess.
Yeah, you know, that was badass last night.
That was
night.
Cool. Right? But there's nothing that, like, it's just kind of blah. And the Angels didn't make a big deal of it because they're probably, I don't know if embarrassed is the right word, but, like, you know, sometimes a guy, like, okay, let's use Corey Seager as an example. Corey Seager left the Dodgers. He signed with another team. You know, the Dodgers didn't really make a strong effort to bring him back. But when Corey came back, they had a nice video thing. They weren't embarrassed or anything by it. I know it's not apples to apples, but it just almost seemed like the Angels are they're angry but also embarrassed that Shohei left them, and they're sort of left in the lurch. I don't know. You're right. And the other thing, too, is West Coast. Mm. You know, there's just not going to be as much attention on the West Coast as there would be if it was, over on the East Coast or – you know, maybe a more watchable start time, like a central time zone start.
Okay, this was one. Okay, we're speaking about like sad and pathetic franchises right now. The Angels are one. I wanted to ask you about this yesterday, but there was the stat of the White Sox have now lost 20 straight games that have been started by Chris Flexen.
Yeah, that stinks.
And is that a reflection on him?
A reflection.
Well, I mean, the whole team just stinks. But I mean, Chris Flexen can't have been that bad for 20 starts.
Yeah, no, he definitely hasn't been that bad for 20 starts. Now, if you look at, you know, I was looking at his numbers earlier. He's got an ERA in the fives, right? So that's not great. But to lose 20 straight starts, I mean, geez, Carlos Rodon has won like 14 starts, and he's got he's got an ERA in the fours. But I think Chris Flexen is. Over that stretch had like 8 or something quality starts or 7. I don't know what the number was, but that's definitely not a reflection on him.
He won't be flexing, though.
Yeah, he won't. Sure. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Jared, I got an Aces update for you, by the way.
Yeah, Spencer Arrighetti getting bounced in the first inning.
He gave him a 7 spot in the top of the 7th in Cincinnati.
You don't think I was watching that? I almost interjected on my Ohtani answer, saying, yeah, suck it, Spencer Arrighetti.
When they went out to the mound, I'm like, oh, Jared's got to be watching this one right now.
Hell yeah.
Guys, I'm going to tell you, and when the Rangers play the Mariners this month, I don't like to lose at anything. But, man, if there has ever been a win-win, if the Mariners beat the Rangers and they gain ground on the Astros, that would be pretty sweet. If the Rangers win, then, like, sweet. You know, that like maybe we get something cool to talk about, like a White Grand Slam. But I don't know. That's like there's a lot of conflict there because I do not want the Astros to win the division. And if they go down in flames by choking it away in September, that would be even more amazeballs. So we'll be rooting for that.
You're on the play-by-play again tonight?
No, tomorrow. Eric's still here tonight. All right. Gavin, I thought about you with the Langford home run.
Yeah.
I was hoping you did.
Bang, bang. That would have been great.
Yeah,
but
walk
maybe
off.
Maybe next time.
Maybe historic with the crowd in the background. Maybe. I'm sure we'll get another opportunity this year. The guy's on fire, Sants.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll step aside, come back with more of Jared's Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Here on your home.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, the champs. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We're chatting with Jared Sandler about tonight's Rangers game, pregame coming up at 6:30. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. And Jared's Ranger preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Okay, Jared, with all these injuries, are there more young prospects we're going to get a chance to look at? Who's filling these spots that have been created the last couple days?
Yeah, Sandro Fabian's coming up. He won't be in the lineup tonight. I think he's going to arrive around game time or so. But, you know, he's a guy, I don't know that I would classify him as like a big-time prospect, but, you know, he's really earned it. You know, Chris Young's been big on, hey, you know, this is a performance business, and we want to reward guys who have performed. And he's crushed lefties, and, you know, I guess they look at it as this is a time for him to show, you know, what he can do at the big league level. I think when we talked about Emiliano Teodo on the mound, it's just simply a matter of whether or not they feel like he's thrown enough this year. If they feel like, he's at a point where already in excess of his previous season high in innings, that it'd be best to just kind of ease him into the offseason, then you might not see him. But he's a guy who's got to be put on the 40-man roster this offseason anyway. So, you know, even if it was just for a few outings, perhaps you see him. I imagine there's a chance we see Blaine Crim or Dustin Harris at some point. I think it's just a matter of opportunity. Right now, Justin Foscue is taking up some of that opportunity, and I think they're going to give him a little bit more of a runway. But, you know, at some point he's got to show that he deserves that runway, and if not, then I think they'll maybe move on to a different option.
It's certainly a bummer with Corey Seager, and he goes on the IL with the hip. But I know Mike's been very outspoken about this. I mean, how real do you think the conversations will be about him moving from short to first base?
Yeah, I don't know that that's a top of the list item for the front office at this time. You know, I think he definitely didn't have as strong of a defensive year this year as he did last year, in which he was a Gold Glove finalist. But I think, you know, the physical side of it probably contributed, you know, just in terms of his movement. I don't think he's going to retire at shortstop like Derek Jeter or anything, but I don't know that that is a move that's going to be made between now and next year. You know, you got to ask, where would it be? I know Mike's talked about first base, but, there are a few other options that you could consider over there at first base. And, we'll see what they do offensively with how they try to boost their lineup. So I wouldn't say it's a no, but I do think that if it were to happen this year, there would need to be a legitimate reason as to why. And by that, I mean like a really, really good player to play shortstop that justifies you making that ask.
Just real quickly here, when's Sebastian Wolcott going to be ready?
Oh, 2 years. You're probably a couple years away for him. Yeah, I don't know that he's anytime soon. And Dawson, I don't know that he's a shortstop either by the time he comes up. He might be an outfielder.
Ooh, wow.
Big guy. He's so dang big.
Yeah.
Did the Rangers know that Wyatt had the clutch gene when they drafted him?
Absolutely. I don't know how long we have, so I didn't want to elaborate more.
It's a big part of the draft workup, I heard.
Yeah. They researched a lot of DNA work on the clutch gene.
I was going to think the
2337, Jared. 2337.
They hit on that one, man.
There you go, Jared. Appreciate you as always.
See you guys.
We'll catch up with you real soon. He's at Jared Sandler on X, a must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. And he'll have the pregame coming up here at 6:30 with the first pitch at 7 o'clock as they take on the New York Yankees. Astros are getting crushed here tonight. Yeah. You're on the scoreboard watching. It's 9-0 against Cincinnati in the second inning.
The Reds are 7-0 against the Astros. Yeah. They haven't had it's funny. They're about on their way to being 8-0 here.
Got to visit that coaching staff in the offseason and see if they'll share any trade secrets.
Yeah.
Thanks so much to Lucius Alexander over there in the Pimp Cup at Master Control and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Big day tomorrow. Lights out. Sean Merriman's going to join us, do a little bit of NFL previewing with him. Thanks to Wolchuk and Chiafalo and, of course, Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson, and until tomorrow at 2 o'clock, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.